Middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Simen Reish Tzadi He, the bottom of Ayin Amud Aleph. Abdullah Shoyser Shliach Tzibur. Abdullah, that the community appointed person makes, Boisef Echad in one paragraph, says the Haggad, the Ramah, Bo'imrim, and we say, Behinoyam, and then we say, Beseid the Kedusha, Arichus, this is after Shemoyne Esrei, Ve'la'ach, Beseid the Kedusha, and the reason why we say, in lengthy, because we want to delay this the order of Kedusha. Because as we continue to page 140, we show them Gehenim, says the Torah, then the wicked go back to Gehenim. And if we want to delay it as long as possible, that they don't go back. By the time when we don't say Be'inoyim, Kagoyim, Shechal Yom Tov B'Shavua, if Yom Tov falls out that week, say the Kedusha, then we don't say the Kedusha at all. I will aim and Yitnacha, but says the Kabbalah, we say Be'yitnacha. Siv Aleph, says Machaba. Mamdu Shleach Tzibur, Shliach Tzibur makes Abdallah, Kedelohitzi Mishain Leoyin, to exempt anyone that does not have wine. Agah says Ramah. No Guloyim or Lahazkir, custom is to say into Mitchell, Yah, Novi B'Matz Shabbos, Mitchell, Yah, Novi B'Matz Shabbos, Lespal Shayavit, to Dabna Rishakam, Vivastrina Gula, and he should give us the tidings of the redemption, says the Torah. Says the Mishabura, Sib Katan Aleph. Ramah opened up by saying, V'Oimrim B'Hinoyim, that we say, V'Hinoyim, that's right after Shemini Esrei. The noigim lichbol pasuk Aruch Yamim. The custom is to repeat the last pasuk of Aruch Yamim. Says the Torah, I answer my tamluk with the reason. The pasuk b'hinoyim, tzorch l'amim u'umad, that you have to say standing up. Yesh b'kaim in some places that she'in em b'hinoyim b'beis abel, they don't say b'hinoyim in the house of the mourner. Rak maschil, yesh b'seis u'gaimer, they start with the next, that with the paragraph of yesh b'seis, sifkat b'beis, and then we say b'seid the kedusha. We say the bullet ceiling in length, but Hainu Shemeschil Mevat the Kaddish. We actually start from Vat the Kaddish. Vein Oimrim Bolat Singel. We don't say Bolat Singel. The fish ain't Gula Balayla because there's no redemption at night time, so you don't say Bolat Singel. But again, therefore Gamba Anizes Prisa in them. You also don't say and me my covenant etc. Fish is Muchamim La Dodi B'Sevi Yishai because says the Taz they're near each other in Sevi Yishai and therefore if one doesn't apply the other one also doesn't apply. Now, Masha, because of this, that the Ramah writes in Barichus, that we say it long, and that has been the imus kol, the sweetness of the voice. Because when you sing something, it takes a little bit longer, and like we said, to delay from the wicked from going back to Gehenna. Because up until the Jewish people finish their order of saying Kedusha, Meshechas Kedusha Shabbos, the sanctity of Shabbos continues and extends. Then they go back to Gehenna. Chazal say, "B'matzah Shabbos, after Shabbos over, the one who is in charge of all the spirits screams out, go back to Gehenna." Like the Torah says, the Jewish people finish their order of kedusha. Sivkat and Gimel. They said at a time when we don't say B'naim, for example, Shachol Yom Tebuchulu, when Yom Teb falls out to be during that week. So then we don't say the Seder Kedusha. I mean, that is a full chol b'yom shishi, even if Yom Tov falls out on Friday. Because the b'inah shekol shavu yirah l'malacha, we need to have that the whole week should be fit for work to be done. And Mashem Dachsibah, because it says in that parak, u'maisi adenu koinu aleinu b'goymer, which is told by regarding our handiwork, which is only when we do work. Now, b'davki Yom Tov gomer, that's specifically a full chol Yom Tov of Purim. Now, let's say Purim falls out that week, or Erev Pesach, or Erev Pesach shechol b'mehachol, that falls out during the weekday, say on Friday. That would not hold back from saying B'naim on the Mat Shabbos before that. Because even though it's like, so to speak, a Yom Tov, but it's not something that's forbidden to do Malacha. But Shashar Tzin, I say, brings that from the Shar Tshuvim Primogon. Primogon agrees that even Erev Pesach that falls on the weekday, you should also say Mat Shabbos beforehand. And that's how the Shar Tshuvim also is inclined at the end, although Erev Pesach is a Yom Tov. Sivkot and Dalad. So then, if we don't say B'inayim, we don't say the Seder Kedusha, because the B'inayim shaykh le'malach is a Mishkan. B'inayim, like, belonged to the malacha that they did in the Mishkan, because Shabbat Berech Meshul Yisrael, that was the bracha Meshul B'inayim gave to the Jewish people, but Shosh Hasinu Malach is a Mishkan, when they finished doing the work of the Mishkan. And by day's end, through that Shosh Hashkina, the divine presence rested. So Meshul B'inayim said, B'inayim may be pleasing, Ma'isidainu, Koinoleinu, that's that pasuk. And v'zehu shemas michem pasuk. That's why we bring near it the pasuk. But at the kodesh, and you the holy one, yoshev til yisrael. You sit on the praise of the Jewish people, because that's connected. Once is hashras hashchina, That's what the Rama is saying. When we don't say Binayim, because we don't have Ma'isi Deinu, because the Yamtiv, in Ammimimela, call say the Kedusha. So by default, we don't say the whole say the Kedusha, says the Taz. Sivkan, hey, but the Rama said, but we do say Beyitnacha, Shem Sukkim Shal Bracha, because they're just verses of blessing, but Chilatim Yashvua, for the beginning of the week. Siv Aleph, Siv Katan Vav. Machaber said that the Shlich Tzibur makes Abdullah to exempt whoever is Misha Eno Yayin, Siv Katan Vav, whoever does not have wine. The Misha Eshla Yayin, whoever has wine, Yesid Taiv, it's better she have the Beis Yishmik Abdullah in this house. They lohitzi his Kobanim Beis, so that he could exempt all his family members. Which is the next Simon. Siv Katan Zayin. And the Rama said that the custom is to say and to mention El Yal Nabi B'matza Shabbos, when Shabbos is over. The Yisra Be'erivin, the Rambam Gemara Erivin Daf Mem Gimel, move to Chol Yisrael, is guaranteed to the Jewish people, She'in El Yal Ba, El Yal Nabi does not come Le'ba Abba Shabbos, not right before Shabbos. Le'ba Abba Yom Tevim, not before, right before Yom Tevim. That Terech, because of the effort, because Menichin Tzerech Shabbos, they would have to go and leave their preparation for Shabbos, V'ochel Hak Mepanav, and says Rashi, they would have to go and greet him. So it's not a good time. So we daven, even Shabbos Shabbos. One Shabbos passed, but Yochel Lovi. Now he could come. Sheyavu v'yasura, know that he should come and give us the besura. Says the Torah. Ben Beli Rabbi Shukasov that he writes. The Medaktikim, those who are precise. I mean, they say Gam Sharpis Ben Bashirim, all the other types of songs and hymns. Kashem Mitzur Mezlein, like we have, like people have in the benches. V'ro Lizar Leimer, and one should be careful to say Rabbi Nishalem V'chulu, Achil Es V'chulu, start off, etc. Kiyub Yerushalmi, it's brought in the Yerushalmi and Brachas Avhei Mevez. The Torah is a Marish Halik test. So therefore, one should say that tefillah. Yesh Mekam Yesh Malik and Neris Memokam Eifel. There are places where they light candles in the dark areas. Because through that, Zacha Shal Malucha, Shal merited for the kingship. So therefore, Matzah Shabbos, they also light candles. Simarish Halik Vav. Din Avdolah Al Yain. Halacha Av Ming Avdolah on wine. Obey Chesifim in this 8 paragraphs. Sif Aleph. Say the Avdolah, the order of Avdolah is like this. First Yain, you make the Bracha on the wine. The samim, the fragrant spices, near the bracha on the candle, and Abdullah, the bracha on the actual mavdu ben kodesh lachem. The simanach and then the manik, the to remember is Yavna. Yavna is a place, and that stands for yayin, samim, near, and Abdullah. Tzarech lizar, one has to be careful. Shlo yehi hakoyis pogum, that the cup should not be deficient. Hakoyis says jamav. Benogul lemikodem Abdullah shoyis mabayis. Custom is to say before the Abdullah that one makes in their house, he nay behold, Kael Yeshuasi, God is my salvation, etc. Kais Yeshua is Esther Begamer, a cup of salvation I shall lift up, etc. Lehud my Sa'ira Begamer, to the Jews there was light, etc. Lassim Taib as a good omen. Shas Abdullah, when they're making Abdullah, Yitrei Nim, Bakais Bener, they should place their eyes, meaning they should be focused on the cup and on the candle. The Neugen Lishbech Mikoish Al Yain Allah Arts, the custom is to pour from the cup of the wine on the ground. Koidim should see him by paragraph before he finishes the bracha by paragraph and kedeshli yakoyis pogum, so that the cup should not be deficient. The tamash shvicha, the reason, but the pouring is, I mean, because we say kol bayis shel nishpach b'yayin kemayim, any house where the wine is not poured like water, in b'simen bracha, there's no sign of blessing. Bayis you can't listen to tevitz chazal shvuah, and if we do it now, as a good omen for the beginning of the week. Gam shetchem yakoyis, we also pour from the cup as we continue daf ayin alaf manaf lach abdallah after abdallah. We pour out from the cup, and that's how we extinguish the candle. And they wash their eyes with it, because of the endearment of the mitzvah. Say the Avdallah v'chulu. The Mechaber tells us the order of the mitzvahs of Avdallah. In the Rambam, the Rambam holds the mitzvah of Avdallah, Yidvatar is biblical, like Kiddush. Because B'b'chol, it's included in Zachar, Simon, Shabbos, and Katri, to remember the day of Shabbos is sanctified, meaning, so you have to remember Shabbos and to sanctify it, both when Shabbos is entering, which is Kiddush, and both when it's leaving. That's by Knesset with Kiddush. When it's entering with Kiddush, it's by Abdallah, and when it's going out with Abdallah. That it's separated with sanctity in the beginning of Basayif, and at the end, Mishayam from other days. Some say that it's only rabbinic. Shar Tzina Ois Aleph brings down Rava Magid in the name of the Yesh Mepharshim. The Sefer Aruch Chaim of Adraham, he says, you should know that the Smag and the Chinuch, they quote also the word, like the opinion of the Rambam. The Magid Ram Rish Tadik Tes writes that the opinion of Tesh, the Shabbos of Tesh and Beis is also that they write. So, but you could reject that, like we wrote in Mishabur over there, and looking at Chadush Bikabiga, that he proves from Tesh and Shabbos Chavim and Beis, from one answer, actually the opposite. But be that as the Mishabur, but Yeshem, some say, Shabbos Chavim and Beis, that's rabbinic, it's just hinted to in the pasuk. Certainly, is gamkin b'koyis k'moy b'kiddush. You have to have for the cup abdullah like you have by kiddush. From hivdubat tefillah, if you made abdullah in shemini esrei, we call alma. Then according to everyone, abdullah k'is rabbanon, and abdullah in the cup of wine is only rabbinic. Sivkut and beis. Mechaber said one has to be careful that the cup is not pogum. I knew that is shem shosa echad minayim betchila. That someone who initially had drank from the wine. Nifkam lo abdullah becomes deficient for abdullah k'mil in kiddush. Like we have regarding kiddush le'elbas mishay nav sibyuda and shem mishabur. The cup itself is deficient. In lack but a love, one does not have to be particular in that it means like acher if he doesn't have any other. Sivkut and gimel. And the Ramah said, he says certain sukkim for a good simon. And by Abdullah, you don't name by Koyis, they should put their eyes in the cup. Hainu that is Hamavdul, the one who's making Abdullah. Also, those who are listening, who are answering Amen, they should see Hadaitim that they shouldn't lose consciousness and focus. Sivkut and Dal. And the custom is to pour from the cup of wine on the ground before by Paragafen, Kedish Liyi Bechulu, that it shouldn't be that the Kais is Pogum. Hainu that is the Meshumzeh. That is because of this. You don't pour it out before you start the bracha. That the beginning of the bracha should not be made on a deficient cup that's not full. Now, promise after the end of the bracha, you also cannot pour it out. Then it's already the disgrace. But when you're going to pour out from it after the bracha before the drinking. Whenever they pour out before the end of the bracha, in the middle of the bracha, by paragraph, look later on. Sivkut and hay. And the Ramah said, but Tamash Shvicha, the reason for the pouring out, is going to say this simon type of Nishpach B'yayin Kamayim. So it says, V'achayin Meskima, that later commentaries, they agree, the Lishpach B'shas Bracha Klam. No one should not pour out at the time of the bracha at all. The B'shas Shem Isaac, only when he's pouring. You fill it up so full until on its banks, that it pours out on the ground. This also wants to minimize the part that's spilled out, because of the waste of the beverage. And also, the we pour from the cup after Abdullah, and that's what you extinguish the candle with. That is after one drinks from it. The drink of the cup should be when one is sitting down. The interest movement, like initially, one should not drink something standing. The custom is that the women don't drink from the cup of Abdullah. The cup of Abdullah, it's the custom that the one who made Abdullah drinks the whole thing himself. Basis is he does not give to drink from it to his family members. That the reason is assembly that he can make the bracha chayna. Because the kishister actually look more, because he's only going to drink a cheekful. Yes, make bracha chayna. Then there's a doubt regarding if he makes a bracha chayna. Kibbul el, but simmer should. In contrast to kiddush, where there's a person it has the whole suda. The bir halacha and the b'mas chlab amyid lecha. So even if Yom Tov falls out that week, Sibi eat l'cha. And then, after that, they make Abdullah, that's as written in Lavush. And in the Menhagim, it's Mashma, that you make Abdullah before we eat l'cha. And that's in the Kolboy. It says, the custom today is that we delay Abdullah, says the Prima God. And says, look, in the beginning, he's in Rishad Ches, in the Sharet scene over there. Some of the deer shoes. Issue number two, the reason why some don't say your name in the house of a mourner, that's Levush Yisrad, that since for Abel it's forbidden to do Malacha, and what he means to say is that therefore you cannot say Ma'aseh Deni Kain Eleinu, as we say later on Sivkut Gimel regarding Yom Tov falls at the beginning of the week. You don't say your name for that reason. Issue number three, that we don't say Balat Sin Goyal because you don't say Gula Balayla. For this reason, the Das Torah, the Marsham, wonders, you mentioned it's Yisrael Tzayim Balaylas, and Rashi, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lam, and also other Hashem, that the building of Beis Hamikdash in the future will be at nighttime. So he ends, Yesh Li Hashem. One could answer this. The Bracha, Baruch Hashem L'Olam, that some of the custom to say it every day by Ma'ariv, before Shemayin Esrei, it's true, as Mishnah writes, that they should say Matzah Shabbos also. He says there's no source for the minig not to say it on Matzah Shabbos. And therefore, if you're not accustomed to say it on Matzah Shabbos and he's found in a place where they do say it, for sure you should say it with them, because really there's no reason not to say it. Although there are places that have that custom. Issue number six, that we said that one will say v'hitin lecha, because they're just psukim of bracha in the beginning of the week. And what's a matzah Shabbos chol hamoed, the Prima Gadim writes to say v'hitin lecha. Yom Kippur that falls out on Shabbos, Mishmur writes in Tefesh Chavdal that you say v'hitin lecha matzah Yom Kippur. The frame of it writes that you also say it in shul, like every matzah Shabbos. Shlomo Zalman instructed that because of Tichat HaTzibur, because the effort of the community, not to say v'hitin lecha in Beis HaKnesses, rather each one should say in his house after Abdallah. And so to Tula David for the Adaris, he wonders on this that they weren't lenient on Kippur that falls on Shabbos, everything, every person should say it in his house v'hitin lecha. Now, a mourner during the Shiva, Shlomo Zalman is instructed not to say v'hitin lecha, because since its saying was instituted because of Tzuki Simcha and Fatzlacha in business, and the Aval is also in all these things, that's how it's brought in Gesher HaChaim. People got in Mashman that Aval should say it, and he writes, the Aval is not similar to Tisha B'Av, that you don't have to be in Lecha, because in Tisha B'Av, he says the Avelis is more stringent.
Dershu number 8, where the Bialocha had referenced that Tlokin beginning reached Tadachas and Shavtzi, but the way he writes with it, the minig is the first you say be in Lecha, and then you then make Abdallah, but Tavrit Chad Gimli writes, you say be in Lecha after Abdallah. Dershu number 10, the Nuskh Abdallah, when you make Abdallah in Shul, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that you don't say the Pesukim that you say first in the Kehel Yishuasi, and that's something Ramah later on, some Ab that he writes, meaning is to say the Pesukim before Abdallah that you make Bebayis. The reason for this, writes Aruch HaShulchan over there, is that to teach the populace that these Pesukim are not from really the Seyed Abdallah, and also that the idea of saying these Pesukim is for a Simen Toib, and since he already said before this, be in the Chan Shul, that is already their Pesukim for Simen Toib, you don't have to say more Pesukim. Now, if a person is a Milah Shemayin Esther and they want to be Yitzah, Eschil Abdallah, that said in Shul, Shem Azam instructed, it's possible that only between brachas, one bracha and another bracha, you could be Yevet be Yitzah, but not in the middle of a bracha, because since Eschil Abdallah is more Chomer than Kaddush and Gedush, if that's the case, it's possible to consider the Hepsik not the bracha. Shubhat Shamas Chaim, he writes, that there's no head to be Mamsik to hear Abdallah, and that's when Shubhat Har Tzvi, the Gedchila wants you not to interrupt and to listen, because since Shemay Kain is considered like a Hepsik in the Tvila. Dershu number 11, that we say that we daven that since Shabbos passed and Mashiach should come, Eliyahu should come and give us the Basura. Another reason, in the Ma'ala of saying Pesukim that I mentioned Eliyahu Navi, Torah writes in the end of Rish Tali Test that it's good for Zikaron, for memory, and that a person should be successful the whole week. Dershu number 12, just that we don't mention Eliyahu Navi, also Matzah Yom Tov, the Bach writes, since you mention every single Matzah Shabbos, you don't have to mention him again in the middle of the week. And also that the idea of Geula belongs more to Shabbos, because Chazal tells us in Shabbos Kopit Beis that if the Jews would just keep two Shabbos to Kel Chasim, they would be redeemed right away. Dershu number 13, the time to say this, Rabbeinu Shaloilim Tefillah, the Torah writes in the beginning of your Tzadik test that that's after Abdallah, but in the Budraham, he brings to see it, say it before Abdallah. Dershu number 1, Rish Tzadik Vav, if after a person made a bracha on the wine, made a bracha on the candle, Mishmur writes Rish Test that you should make a bracha afterwards on the Bessam because the Seder is not Ma'akim. If someone recalls Tekele Dibur from St. Barimir Eish that you're supposed to first say the bracha Bessam and he goes and says Barimir Bessam, he writes over there that if he had in mind when he said Shema Malchus to make the bracha on Bessam, it's just that he stumbled on his words, since Yitzchak Chiva Bessam. And even if it doesn't go back and say Bayre, Shlomo Zalman holds, that the halacha would be that since the word Bayre that he said in the beginning would work for both them. But if when he said Shema Malchus, he actually had in mind to make the bracha on the candle, then the Yitzchak Chiv of the bracha of the Neir, and he goes back and says the bracha of Bessam. And even though he's saying the words Bayram Bessam interrupts between the bracha of the candle and seeing it, Shlomo Zalman explains that since he has a Hanor right away from the light, that's not really considered as a Hafsik. Now, the reason why that the Chacham were Masada the brachas with the simon of Yavna or Yibaneh, the Mati Yehuda writes in the Rashbats, it's based on the order of the Koyach HaChushim, of the senses, which goes from the person from thicker to thinner. First you make the bracha on wine, because that belongs to the taste, the sense of taste, which is the thickest of all the senses. And after the bracha besamim, which belongs to the sense of smell, which is more refined, because a person could smell even from a distance. Afterwards, the bracha on the candle, which belongs to the sense of sight, which is even more refined because a person can see very far. Then the bracha of Abdullah, which belongs to a person's intelligence and wisdom, which is even more refined. He adds on that in this eifin that was organized, the one who created the senses in the person's body, because the tongue that tastes, its place is lower on the face. Noses that smells is above that. The eyes that see is above that. And the brain, which is the place of the das and sefil, is above that. Addition number two, that if someone says to his friend, Shavua Tov, good week, if someone's on the holds, that it's not yet with that tzchiva Avdallah, because you have to say a statement of Avdallah, it's not enough just with saying, just praise. So from this Karela holds, and he adds on that even if a person had a mind by saying this for the purpose of Avdallah, he's not yet, because since you don't have by his saying any separation between the Kiddush Shabbos from other days, which is not the case when you say Shabbat Shalom, it's considered like Kiddush, because you mentioned the Kiddushas of Shabbos. Addition number three, Sharatzin had referenced a Mishnah elsewhere where his explanation is that Tyson Shabbos Avtes writes that if someone started to eat before Avdallah Be'isr, he would have to stop and make Avdallah. Morgan Mum writes that it's obvious from the words that they hold that the Chiv Avdallah is Mideraisa, like the Matzah Shekel explains that the Chiv to be Mavsik is only by Mitzvah Deraisa, but not by Mitzvah Deraban. Sharatzin over there is Deicha, he rejects, he says the Isra Achil before Avdallah is its intrinsic Isra, and it's not similar to other Isra Achil before Mitzvah, which from the reason Shem Yishkach that you might forget, and therefore there's a reason they interrupt for the eating, even if it's the Chiv Avdallah is all the Midraban. Tradition number four, which Kvege brings from one Teretz and Taisa the opposite way, which Taisa asked over there that there's a steer in the Sugyas, that the Chiv Kiddush is Min HaTorah Min HaRabbanan. The answer in the second Teretz, that even though the Chiv Kiddush on the Kais is Min HaTorah, but drinking the wine is all Midraban. So from that word, Kvege approves that you don't learn the Chiv Avdallah from the Chiv Kiddush, because if not, the Chiv Avdallah would have to be on the Kais like Kiddush, according to Taisa Teretz, whereas in the Gemara Brachas on Gimel, they say that prefers to be Kaveh and Avdallah B'Tfilah without a Kais. Addition number five, if a person did not hear the letter Lamed at the end of the word in Kiddush L'Chayil, at the end of the Bracha, so Rav Nisgirotz holds that that's not a change in the understanding of the word, and they don't have to go back and make the bracha. Another thing, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman holds that change is considered a change in the mashmois and understanding, because it's like as if he hears the word lacha, lachai, lach, and therefore those who are listening have to be careful not to answer amen until they hear the end of the bracha from the mevarch. And if they're concerned they're not going to hear the end of the word, they should have in mind not to be yaitza and make Abdullah a second time. So too, if the ones who are listening stipulated that if they don't hear the whole word lachayil, then now you're to the chibur. Rabbi Shlomo holds that tnai is effective, and then they have to make Abdullah again. Tish number six, Avdallah that is made on Matzah Shabbos that falls out on Yom Tov night, Shlomo Zalman holds that you don't pour from the wine of Avdallah, you don't spill it out, because the whole reason of pouring it out, that it spills over, because Siman Bracha on Yom Tov, it's forbidden to have profit, and even this profit would be awesome. You make Avdallah on Shemitah wine, this girl holds, you shouldn't pour out from the wine onto the ground, rather you should pour it onto a plate, and afterwards to drink it, and it adds on. So too, should not extinguish the candle in this wine, and you should not give from it into your pockets and into your eyes. That's how Chaim Ganesky writes. Addition number seven, you should be careful how much you spill out because of wasting the beverage, but the little bit that spilled out, Morgan Ram writes, you don't have to be makbid on it as bizu mashkin. It's not considered a problem about degrading a beverage. Addition number eight, we said we pour it from the cup, spill it over. The reason for this meaning, the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, is to show everyone that this candle was only lit for the mitzvah of Ner Abdullah to make a brach on it, and therefore you put the candle out in that. Addition number nine said the women have a custom not to drink from the Kais of Avdallah. The reason for this, the Shlal writes, is because the tree that Chava fed Adam Rishon was the grapevine. And by squeezing the grapes and then giving him to drink, and therefore, since Chava wanted to separate from Adam Rishon through the wine, so therefore women do not drink from the wine of Avdallah. Now, if Yom Tov falls out on Matzah Shabbos, Yisrael Chen Zonnefeld holds that's permitted for women to drink the wine of Havdalah, because since the Kiddush of Havdalah is also the Kiddush of Kiddush, it means a right to this, from this that the women are obligated to drink the first cup of the Leila Seder that falls on Matzah Shabbos, even though this Kiddush is also Havdalah. And also if they make Havdalah on the Kiddush of Berachas HaMazon, says the Shulchan writes that it's permitted for women to drink from it because it's also a Kiddush of Berachas. Now if they put back the wine that was remained from Havdalah into the bottle, the Stapler holds that it's permitted for women to drink from the wine in the bottle because there's no Isser for getting this, and also the wine is bottle derived. It's nullified in the majority. Dishu number 10, that when you drink on the Malay Mugma, you have a Safka Baruch Achreina. However, going to curse the Baruch Zamazim, Shachanach writes in Kov Tzadi, that the Mavarch should taste from it and then give everyone around the table to drink from it. And then, after he drinks, he makes a Baruch Achas Me'en Shalach, and we're not concerned that maybe the Mavarch is only going to drink on Malay Mugma. So that we say it's not a problem. Many Chaznish and the Stipler was to drink like a Tchilvik only Malay Mugma, and they weren't particular to drink a Revius.